A while back, my nephew and I met for dinner at the local Olive Garden, his choice. It was right in the middle of their busiest time on the weekend, and we'd have to wait almost an hour. This is Tony Agnese. The lobby was packed with hungry people waiting for their names to be called, and all of the benches were taken. It was standing room only. Shortly after we arrived, a couple that was sitting nearby was called, and we just happened to be standing next to them. Quickly, we took the two seats and both reached for our smartphones, Matthew to play games and me to check email. As I looked up, a woman with a small baby in arms was near us, and her mother stood next to her holding the hand of a little girl. Well, my childhood upbringing kicked in, and as I rose and offered her my seat. With babe in arms, she looked at me and said, "Really? Take your seat?" I said, "Sure." And she looked at me as if this were the first time someone had ever offered her their seat. My nephew, spotting her mom holding the young girl's hand, quickly stood and made room for them to sit as well. As the mother took the seat, she said to us, "Thank you. I thought chivalry was dead." What I thought was just being nice, she was calling chivalry. Growing up in the 50s, we were taught manners. Here's a few things we learned that are missing today. We hold the door open for other people, especially if they're carrying a child or groceries. We help little old ladies cross the street. We make eye contact with people. We say hello and acknowledge people if they enter the room. We offer our seats on a bus to an elderly person. We greet people with a firm handshake. We say things like, "Good morning," and "Have a nice day." Well, what has happened? Some young people don't even acknowledge grandma with the courtesy of making eye contact or saying hello. They usually never lift their head from the video game or smartphone long enough. Do parents still teach their kids manners? Or because their kids are the center of the universe, they no longer need to acknowledge others? Has child raising come to this? What we need are the good old department store charm schools of the 50s and 60s. Every young girl wanted to go. It was a time when fathers would think less of their sons if they didn't help the older neighbor carry her groceries or open a door for your date when she got into the passenger seat of the car. The golden rule, or the ethic of reciprocity, has a basis in almost every world religion. It can also be explained with philosophy, sociology, or psychology. The concept predates the term golden rule, which was popular in the 1600s. In the Bible, we have a form of this in a couple of passages. "Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your fellow countrymen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." So, what's gone wrong? Are we so into ourselves that we can't acknowledge others, offer them a greeting, look them in the eye, assist them when they need help? If we were really treating our neighbors as ourselves, then these questions would be moot. Let's make an effort to be more cordial, helpful, engaging, and aware of our surroundings. Maybe if we do, it might rub off on our kids, too. We can only hope. This is Tony Agnese.